On the 25th of April, the Feast of St. Mark, I celebrated my 23rd anniversary of ordination. It was not a milestone, and I did not, you know, spend too much time celebrating it, although yesterday Mary did make some lovely brownies for me for lunch. But on that day, through the busyness of the day, I found myself often consumed by the thoughts of my many years as a priest. I'm 51 years old, so just a little less than half of my life I've spent as a priest. And then before that, I was in the seminary for 11 years, so 34 years I have been in religious life, 34 of my 51 years. As I look back at my life, I realize how these 34 years, and particularly the 23 years as a priest, has been like the story in today's gospel reading. The story of the two disciples on the road to Emmaus is symbolic of my own life. Believe me, it's been a marvelous journey. I told the students at the school day mass on Wednesday, I said, I am the happiest man on the face of the earth. I think this is what I was made for. And I thank God for the gift of my priesthood. Yet, just like the two disciples, my journey is also punctuated by doubts and fears and sins and failures. In spite of my failures and sometimes sheer lack of confidence in God, I have found God always by my side. Sometimes as a stranger, sometimes as a friend, sometimes as a person who challenges me. In prayer, in scripture, especially in the Eucharist, the breaking of the bread, and most of all when life is rough, I have found that Christ has always been there. And I'm not lying. This is not just a homily. This is true. I have found Christ to be always there. So just put three things down that we might pick up from my life, from the gospel, which I think you can connect with. And I hope you can go home with these messages. So the first thing I want to say is that God meets us where we are. God meets us where we are. The best part of the story of the disciples on the road to Emmaus is that he met them where they were. And where were they? They were on the road to Emmaus. They were moving away from Jerusalem. Really speaking, that was the center of the world at that point. That is where the salvation of humanity was revealed. That's the center of the world. And they were moving away from the center, going to the periphery. This was not their proudest moment. They were confused. They were confounded. They were scattered. Scripture says they were downcast. And yet that is the exact place where Jesus meets them. Now as I look at my 23 years as a priest, God has always met me where I was. God has never refused to meet me where I was. Never refused to meet me where I was. I remember the time that I almost walked out of the seminary. I was one day away from walking out of the seminary. and I got a letter from my mother. My mother had no idea what was going on. I was walking out because of my perceived injustice of the authorities towards another seminarian. And I received a letter from my mother who knew nothing of what was going on, and Christ spoke to me through my mother. Christ met me where I was. In times when I thought that my sins were greater than God's mercy, Christ met me there. When my doctoral dissertation was postponed for a whole year, Christ was right there. It was a walk in faith. In recent times, my fears, my anxieties, the uncertainties of my father's health, these last 5 months have been very testing for me. And you don't know this yet, but the worst thing is that my brother just fell on the stairs and broke his legs. He's grounded for three months. Can you imagine the pressure it puts on me? So if something happens to Dad, my brother can't go from India, I have to go from the United States, 9,000 miles. But I have not found God to be closer than He is now. So in so many, many small and big ways, I'm discovering Christ is meeting me where I am. And so if there's one thing I would like you to take home today, it's simply this. No matter where you find yourself at this moment, no matter where you find yourself at this moment, Christ is already there. He is always where you are. Secondly, I want to talk about the real presence of Christ, particularly in the Eucharist. See, there is a great paradox in today's story. Huh? Call it irony. Call it paradox. The disciples did not recognize Jesus until they sat at supper with the disciples. They didn't recognize him. However, the moment he became real, Jesus vanishes from their sight. It's like, isn't that when he should have actually hung out, when they actually know that? But the moment he becomes real, he's gone. And back in Jerusalem, they recounted how Jesus was made known to them in the breaking of the bread. Folks, one of the most indispensable aspects of my priestly calling is the celebration of the Eucharist. Over the last 23 years, I've lost count of the number of times I've celebrated the Eucharist. These weekends, I'm doing four in a weekend. So I lost count. How many weddings, how many funerals, how many masses in the last 23 years? I have no idea. But the irony or the paradox of the story of the disciples on the road to Emmaus continues for me even today. You know, it is not easy to believe that Christ is present in our lives, and sometimes even in the Eucharist. Especially when you see what's going on around the world. My God, how many times have I said, just, where are you? So it's not easy to believe that Christ is present in ordinary bread and wine. And sometimes you look for Christ in all of that, but I'll tell you what, I simply cannot alienate the Eucharist from my life. I just cannot. Believe me, there are times I have thought that I should look at another way of life. Because, you know, just like your life, sometimes I get downcast too. But the Eucharist just won't let me go. It's like these disciples, you know, just when they were looking for Christ and he became real, he disappeared. I'm looking for Christ, but I know Christ is real because I cannot just let go of the Eucharist, and the Eucharist won't let me go. So in the Eucharist, in the breaking of the bread, in this ritual that I have celebrated countless times, in ordinary bread and wine, in the gathered community, at the very place where my rationality wants to take over, right? In this very place, Christ is real. Many Catholics take the Eucharist way too lightly. But the Eucharist, folks, that is life. It is the presence of Christ as it was for the two disciples on the road to Emmaus. So I'm suggesting today that you take that paradox with you home. This paradox of where is Christ yet? Christ is there. Take that home. And especially cling on to the Eucharist, because that is life. That is real presence. And just one more thing. During the initial years of my priesthood, one of my main motivations was to preach the gospel. Gosh, I couldn't wait to get out of the seminary because I wanted to go the length and breadth of the country, India. And who thought I would land up in Ohio in the United States, 9,000 miles away, but here I am. I could not wait to get out of the seminary, and I would say, what philosophy, what theology, set us free, we are ready, I want to preach the gospel. Experience later taught me that my main calling was really not to preach. My calling was not to simply tell people of God, to tell people about God, but actually ministry is about accompanying people on their journey. That's what ministry is. I have learned from the story of the disciples on the road to Emmaus that ministry is not about converting people. It's not about changing people or preaching to them. Ministry is about accompanying people where they are while you yourself are vulnerable. That is ministry. Walk with people knowing you yourself are vulnerable. That is ministry. Sometimes I'm called to listen, sometimes I'm called to talk, sometimes to open the scriptures, sometimes to challenge, sometimes to walk with people, sometimes to break bread with them. It's all of that. So I'm inviting you today to reflect on your own discipleship. Sometimes you need accompaniment, sometimes you are called to accompany. It's both of those things. When you're downcast, I hope the church accompanies you. But when somebody else is downcast, I hope you accompany them. That is ministry. And it's for us, because we're all on the road. We're all moving in the same direction. We must all get there. The only way to get there is to accompany one another, knowing that it's the Lord Himself who walks with us. So St. Helen Parish, Church of God, know that wherever we find ourselves today, Christ is here. Christ is here. Very soon, in the breaking of the bread, just like the disciples, Christ will be real. Receiving Christ in our hearts, may we accompany each other as we find people accompanying us, because in all of this, journey of life. What God said.